A.
Blow air into the balloon and tie the end. Rub the balloon on your hair or on a tissue. Put the can on the floor and hold the balloon near it. Now, move the balloon away from the can. Just pull the balloon slowly along the floor and the can will move towards the balloon. How does this work? Well, the can moves towards the balloon because of static electricity. When you rub the balloon, it gets a negative electrical charge. When you put the balloon near the can, the metal in the can gets a small positive electrical charge. The result is that the static electricity in the balloon attracts the can. It pulls the can towards the balloon.
B.
Fill the glasses with water. Put two large spoons of salt into the first glass and stir it. Add a few drops of food colouring into the other glass. Cover the glass of coloured water with the cardboard or plastic. Turn it upside down and put it on top of the glass of salt water. Pull the cardboard or plastic out from between the glasses. Now, the coloured water and the salty water won't mix. The two liquids stay apart. How does this work? Well, salt water is heavier than normal water. Have you ever noticed that your body floats more easily in the sea than in a swimming pool? Try it and you'll see. In the same way, the heavier salt water stays at the bottom of the glass and the lighter coloured water floats at the top.
C.
Boil the egg for 4 minutes until the white of the egg is hard but the yolk is soft. The yolk is the yellow part in the middle of an egg. Then peel the egg. Pour the hot water into the bottle. Put on the lid, wrap it in a towel and shake it well. The bottle will feel very hot, so the towel protects your hands. Take off the lid and pour out the water. Put the egg in the opening of the warm bottle. After a few minutes, the air in the bottle cools and contracts, and the egg is pulled into the bottle. How does this work? Well, the hot water in the bottle makes the bottle warm, and the air in the bottle gets warm too. Hot air expands. In other words, it gets bigger and fills more space than cold air. Cold air contracts. In other words, it gets smaller and fills less space than warm air. So as the air in the bottle goes back to room temperature, it gets smaller, and so it pulls the egg into the bottle.